Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. A man hiking near a local suicide spot in rural Queensland has snapped a picture of a shadowy figure that some claim is a ghost. The image posted to Toowoomba's Ghost Chasers Facebook page appears to show a bald man with a short beard, wearing a red jumper, standing among a stack of fallen branches. The group claims that a member, who goes by Brock David, was hiking in a national park near Goomboora in rural Queensland when he started to feel as if someone was watching him. The ghost hunting group said that while hikers frequent the area, it is a rare sight to see someone dressed in red in the middle of remote bushland. Take a look at the photos yourself and let us know what you think. Do you see a Bigfoot in red? DarkMatterNews.com. A possible drunken spirit? Well, maybe. There's a bizarre security camera footage that's floating on YouTube right now. It's of a ghost that's spotted wandering around an empty bar after closing time, apparently looking for its next drink. This eerie apparition appears to float past a table in the center of the camera's frame where it hovers for a few seconds. And then just a few moments later, the blurry object just disappears out of shot in one sudden movement. This spooky spirit was spotted at the Shaw's Bay Hotel in New South Wales, Australia, and the managers of the bar decided to upload the video to their social media site to see what other viewers made of it. But while some Facebook viewers were impressed with the ghostly footage, others were not quite so convinced. So go ahead, take a look at it yourself, and let us know what side of the tracks you are on at DarkMatterNews.com. Police are seeking clues to the whereabouts of a corpse of a 25-year-old woman stolen from a casket after her funeral at a San Antonio chapel last week. Mission Park Funeral Chapel is offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to those who took Julie Mott's body sometime between her August 15th funeral and the next day when her corpse was discovered to be missing. Well, by now you've heard the commercials for Alongside Night, but I wanted to tell you that I have personally watched this movie and I absolutely love it. I don't normally personally endorse a product, but Alongside Night hits home with me on so many things that concern and affect me personally. It exposes the truths, the lies, and problems in our government. But it goes further. It offers solutions and hope, something we can all use right about now. Watch Alongside Night for entertainment, watch it for education, but most importantly, watch it for the future of America.
The 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of Alongside Night is on sale for $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375.
Regions of the United States that experience dry winters and anticipate lower than average snowfalls have turned to a technology known as cloud seeding. This helps maximize precipitation. Nevada and Idaho are among 10 states using the 50-year-old technology in hopes of lessening future droughts. Cloud seeding works by releasing particles of silver iodide into the atmosphere either by plane or by a ground-based installation in higher altitude. The particles give water molecules more to latch onto in existing clouds and can increase precipitation by as much as 10% over the course of a season. Cloud seeding, though, cannot create clouds, and it only works at temperatures under 20 degrees Fahrenheit. The state of California had 13 cloud seeding programs during the 2002-2003 season. A 2005 report from the California Department of Water Resources estimated that the cost to fund the precipitation enhancement program would be $177 million through 2030. The high cost of cloud seeding has made it the subject of some criticism. A 2003 report from the National Academy of Sciences questioned whether cloud seeding is worth the price tag, saying more research needs to be done to prove the technology's effectiveness. Nevada's Desert Research Institute is eyeing drones as a potential way to decrease the cost of cloud seeding. DRI may soon have the ability to test this technology, as the state was selected as one of the Federal Aviation Administration's 6 test sites for commercial drones. And others have raised concerns about the potential environmental impact of introducing silver iodide into the environment, as the compound does not dissolve in water. A 2008 study by the Weather Modification Association compiled years of research on the subject and found no evidence of environmentally harmful effects. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.